Back now with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. You, dear listeners, are still with us on radio. We are glad that you are. But commercial radio is having some problems with advertisers. Many ad reps are shifting their dollars into other media. The loss is hitting some big media companies especially hard. Today, Viacom posted a massive loss, more than $18 billion for the final quarter of last year. $18 billion. It's also told investors its outdoor advertising, that is billboards business, is not doing well either. Marketplace's Bob Moon joins us from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, Viacom owns CBS and the big Infinity broadcasting chain of radio stations. What's happened to business?
Well, things are really tough for commercial radio broadcasters these days, Alex, for a variety of reasons. One of the most obvious lately, people have been tuning out radio in favor of their own iPods or whatever your preference might be for your portable listening device. Then you've got the commercial free challenge from the new satellite radio services, Sirius and XM, and all the other things that chew up the time people might otherwise be spending listening to the radio, the internet, cable TV, video games, not to mention that Viacom's big radio draw, Howard Stern, is headed off to satellite radio soon. So more and more advertising dollars are shifting away from radio. Take a look at the latest estimate by the New York-based advertising agency Universal McCann. It shows U.S. radio advertising lagged behind that of other media in 2004. Ad spending on cable TV outlets grew 12%. Network TV was up 9.5%. And radio was up just 2%. And that doesn't bode well for what Wall Street likes to see, growth in the bottom line.
Is Viacom going to get out of the radio business?
Well, apparently not entirely, at least not right away. Viacom's Les Moonves, who was given responsibility for the company's radio business last year, told analysts during a conference call today that he's aiming to put radio on a growth path. To do that, though, he says Viacom will start selling stations that aren't in the top 20 markets over the next several months. He also points out, though, that radio still produces a tremendous amount of cash for Viacom. Infinity owns 185 radio stations across the country, and it accounts for 10% of Viacom's revenue.
Any figures on how other radio companies are doing?
Well, we're about to find out. The nation's biggest radio chain, Clear Channel, has also been facing tough times. Clear Channel's stock has tumbled 21% in the past year, and we'll get the latest word tomorrow on how that company is doing when it reports its quarterly earnings. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at some of the politics behind the country's public health policy.
Thank you, Bob. We'll be listening for that. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.